Thursdays are manic. Wednesdays are wild. But on Friday, things are going to get a little freaky.
Friday.
I completely get how upsetting this can be for a lot of Americans, particularly after assurances they heard from me that if they had a plan that they liked, they could keep it.
Friday.
It's been called a train wreck. That's not fair to train wreck.
Friday.
When it comes to Obamacare, it's clear that the American people simply can't trust this White House.
Clearer signs the troubles with the health care rollout have had a negative impact on the president's credibility. A new Quinnipiac University poll finds a majority of Americans, 52%, believe Mr. Obama is not honest and trustworthy. His approval rating is down to 39%, where George W. Bush was at the same point in his presidency.
Keep these numbers up for a second. James Carville, you never really had this problem with Bill Clinton. The more trouble he got in, the higher his poll numbers went.
That's correct.
I remember.
I think the best thing he can do is take a toke on the mayor of Toronto's crack pipe, because his number's about 48, so
there you go.
So we're a month into Obamacare. 50,000 people have signed up. 500,000 people got welfare. And 5 million people have lost their coverage.
Obamacare by morning. Over 6 people served.
Thank God it's Friday!
All right, here we are. 24 minutes to 8 o'clock in the morning. John Carlson, Talk Radio 570 KVI. Thank you one and all for being here. So there is so much anger being directed at the Machinists Union because of the impact that this decision has on thousands, actually tens of thousands of related jobs to the 777X construction, non-Boeing jobs, you know, supply, everything from suppliers to restaurants. And the impact it has on our business climate, there is a growing chorus of support building that maybe it's time for Washington State to not require anyone to be a member of a union to hold a job. That if you choose to join a union, fine. But a union can't force you to join. They have to show they've earned your membership. Michigan, Union Heavy Michigan actually went right to work last year. And I believe they became the 24th state doing that. A state senator from Spokane, Michael Baumgartner, we've had Michael on the show several times, says it's time Washington State be the 25th state to become right to work. How you doing, Michael?
I'm doing very well, John. Thanks for having me on.
All right. Your reaction to the 2-to-1 rejection, categorical rejection of Boeing's contract extension to the machinists.
Well, just terribly disappointing because, you know, as you've mentioned, that wasn't a vote that was just about Boeing and the union. That was a vote that was about every single person in this state. We have this gem of our economy. These are some of the best jobs in the world. We have to do everything we can to keep them here. And I think making our state a right-to-work state is a very needed state. I think it's the one thing we can do to tell not just Boeing but every aerospace industry that Washington State wants these jobs and can keep these jobs. And there's been such a lack of leadership from Governor Inslee on this issue to not seal the deal with the unions when it came to making sure that he stood up for what was right in that vote. But now we do need him to show some leadership, and that's why I'm calling for Governor Inslee to call a special session. Get us down to Olympia and do this now.
Okay, you know he's not going to do that because there's nothing more toxic to labor unions than not being able to take their membership for granted.
Well, that's why we need to have an open and honest conversation. We need your listeners to weigh in. We need people to have conversations in their neighborhoods. I mean, let's get things out in the open. Mandatory union dues are the primary source of campaign financing that keeps the Democrats in this state in power. You know, whether an employee likes it or not, whether a teacher wants to or not, whether a union member wants to or not, before they even get to cash their paycheck, some of their salary is coming out and going straight to the Democratic
Party
coffers.
Let's talk numbers real quickly, and then I'm going to invite people to call in and weigh in on whether they would support either legislation or even an initiative that would let Washington join the ranks of right-to-work states. 206-421-5757. That's 206-421-5757. Outside King County, 1-888-312-5757. What percentage of the Washington State workforce, public and private combined, is now unionized?
Well, I don't have the exact figure on that, John, but we're either the fourth or fifth most unionized state in the country. Of course, with actions like Boeing, which are going to drive jobs away, the proportion of that that's going to be in the public sector is going to be ever higher. We have a fairly large public sector here in the state of Washington. So it is a significant part, and that makes the political challenge that much greater.
But even with Washington State being in the top five, it's still less than one in four workers, public and private combined, are in a union.
Well, that's right, you know, John, and that's why it's frustrating when such a small portion of the workforce can impact all of us. But, you know, right to work, I don't think is an anti-union measure. I think it's a pro-freedom and pro-economic growth measure. And I think, you know, the rank-and-file union members would actually get better service from their union bosses if they had to earn that trust each and every day and not take it for granted. I think a lot of what you saw happen in that machinist vote was actually the folks at the top, you know, sold out some of the folks on the bottom and they were new to the union because they're fooling them if they think these jobs are going to be there. They're not. We know Boeing's making this decision right now.
And even as you and I speak, I am inexhaustibly doing my research. In the United States, about 12% of the workforce is unionized. In Washington State, it's about 18.5%. Okay, so about 18.5%. And, of course, much more of the Washington State workforce is public sector than private sector unionized. So we've tried this before. It was more than half a century ago, granted, to make Washington State a right-to-work state. And ironically, you know who pushed the initiative into qualification?
I don't.
Boeing.
Is that right?
They were having problems with their machinists union. And so in 1956 and again in 1958, Boeing tried to get initiatives qualified for the ballot. They succeeded getting initiative 158 on the ballot, but it went down in flames, and it took a lot of Republicans down with it, which wasn't a good year for Republicans anyway, 1958. And so it kind of spooked reform efforts for a long, long time. But now I wonder if there might be kind of a reassessment, because the most successful companies that have created the most wealth here in Washington are decidedly non-union. They might be kind of liberal, Michael, i.e. Microsoft, but they're non-union.
Well, John, you know, as everybody knows, this is not a theoretical discussion. This is not something in a college classroom. This is something that is happening right now. And when we see Governor Perry of Texas tweet out, hey, we're right to work, you know, come on down, and we know that right-to-work states are having nearly twice the rate of manufacturing growth than non-right-to-work states, we know this is a real issue that impacts jobs. You know, Michigan, people said that right-to-work would never happen there, but they did it too late. You know, they did it after they had already lost this gem of an industrial manufacturing base. You know, we should be doing everything we can to keep our industrial manufacturing base here. You know, and so that's why you want to take action right now. You know, I think in Washington State, which is very, very, you know, people in Washington State like their liberty, they like their freedom, they like their choice. And I believe this is an issue when you explain it to the man or woman on the street of should there be compulsion to have a job. I just think on the personal liberty issue that this issue's time has come and that it will and it needs to become law here in the state of Washington. I agree with you. It would likely need to be through an initiative because it would be tough to get it through this governor.
Oh, for heaven's sakes,
yes. Right now.
Now, let me ask you this. What's the rebuttal when the ads start appearing that in Washington State, the average wage is so much an hour? And in right-to-work states like Idaho, it's, you know, 30% lower or more. What's the rebuttal?
Well, look at what happens to wages after a state becomes right-to-work. You know, it's not about where you start. It's about what happens after you change. And you see wage growth in right-to-work states grow faster as well. And so it really is a positive economic environment. But the reality is, whether you like this idea or you hate this idea, we live in a globally competitive environment where businesses have to look farther out into the horizon, and people have choices. And the fact of the matter is, we're going to lose these jobs, and these are great jobs, and it would just be a shame. And, you know, my email inbox has filled up, as you might imagine, with people who don't think this is such a great idea. But I've also gotten a lot of messages from people who do. I was reading one this morning from a woman who works for Boeing, is a part of the union, and she was very supportive of the issue because she said she wanted her son, who was in, to go to aviation high school and to have that same job. And she was, you could read the letter and you almost could see that she was in tears, that she didn't, that people, the union didn't realize what they were doing, and that her kid was not going to have the same opportunity that she had. So it really is something we need to take action. If somebody else has a better idea for how to keep aerospace in the state, let's see it. But we're not seeing a heck of a lot of leadership, and we're going to lose these jobs.
Well, if we were a right-to-work state, again, the machinists could still be here. The machinists could be, you know, the teachers' unions could still be here, but they wouldn't have compulsion over their members. They would have to earn their union dues.
And that's right, John. And it's my understanding, in South Carolina, actually more than 50% of the line workers there chose to join a union, and that was voluntarily. You know, and think about them getting better service, feeling, you know, more empowerment over their decision-making. You know, to paraphrase the issue of the hour, if you like your union, you can keep your union under right to work. But again, it's about personal liberty and what folks are going to choose to do themselves in that issue. And it's something that just needs to be done now. And, you know, you think about Governor Inslee calling us into special session to give Boeing an $8 billion tax break. He could call us in a special session tomorrow to do right to work, and it's not going to cost the state budget a dollar. In fact, it'll increase the state budget because we'll keep these jobs here.
The result of if Boeing leaves and locates the 777X line elsewhere, and again, depending on what kind of package Jerry Brown puts together, Governor California puts together, I can easily see Boeing putting the 777X line in Long Beach. They've got the assembly line there. They've got the workers. They are just finishing up the C-17 military transport cargo plane assembly. That ceases production in 2015. So if they were to get a great union deal, and they probably would, they're organized down there by the United Auto Workers, and they'll probably say, yeah, you keep these guys working, tell us what the deal is. And I'm sure they'll agree to it. And they got some of the same benefits from the California legislature and governor that they just got from the Washington legislature and governor. Then I can easily see Boeing saying, we're going to build it down there.
Well, and whether it's California, it's interesting because California isn't a right-to-work state.
Right.
But essentially the deal they would get would be similar to what they put on the table, which just says that, it's not a silver bullet. Right-to-work is not a silver bullet. You know, it's an overall competitive economic environment from, what your workers' compensation rates are for your suppliers, mm-hmm. to your overall regulatory environment. But think about this, John. We should, and my background is in development economics from Harvard, and I used to work on how you build economies. And when you have a base like aerospace, you should be adding to that base with additional companies. Airbus should be locating to the Puget Sound because we have the trained, skilled workforce here. I mean, we're driving Airbus away.
Did you know?
Bombardier should be here. And it's only because of things of our non-competitive economic environment, things of our own choosing, and this issue with whether people are going to have liberty in their choice to join a labor organization that's keeping them away. It's not just about losing Boeing. We are losing so many jobs that we're not capturing because of this issue.
Did you know that in the last 12 years, 5 aerospace companies have looked at doing business here in Washington State? You know, Rolls-Royce, Bombardier, making elements of their planes here in Washington. I mean, of course you check out Washington, right, Michael? I mean, it's the land of Boeing.
We have the people who know how to make airplanes.
5 companies came here, looked around. All 5 companies said no.
Yeah,
didn't do anything here.
Well, people will look back at the governance of Washington State and what the strange decisions, the frustrating decisions that the leaders of Washington made to drive aerospace away, from driving Boeing to Chicago, you know, to Christine Gregoire getting on the strike line in 2008 with the machinists, you know, and
Spia. I think it was Spia, but yeah.
Excuse me. You know, and they're just going to be, why in the world would you do that? Every other state, every other country in the world wants these jobs, and we're going to lose them unless we take real action right now. And that's why we need to start this right-to-work conversation. We need to start it in
okay.
a good way.
Well, I'll tell you, if people want to join the conversation, how do they do it? We have 18 seconds.
Well, they should get in touch with their legislators. They should get in touch with me. Hey, if you think I'm wrong, if you think it's a dumb idea, you know, let me know. But don't be afraid of the conversation.
Okay.
And nobody should tolerate union thugs if they don't want to have
a
conversation.
Michigan, union heavy Michigan made the move. I think it's a conversation we should have. And I thank you for starting it. Michael Baumgartner, state senator from Spokane.
Thanks, John.
Good having you here. That's State Senator Michael Baumgartner. Says it's time to start talking about whether Washington should become a right-to-work state, especially if it means losing the 777X over this union rejection of the contract. It's coming up on 10 minutes to 8. Talk Radio 570 KVI.